Hopping up three jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. On the phone with me right now is Natika Rose with the Black Community Fund. How you doing?
Hey, Chris, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, we got a great event happening tomorrow evening. Before we get into that event, I just want you to explain for those who don't know what Black Community Fund does here in Kansas City. Tell them a little bit about it.
Yeah, so the Black Community Fund, known as BCF, we have been around for 40 years. This year we're celebrating our 40th anniversary. We do a couple of things in the Kansas City community, in the Black community. One of those things is grant making. So we give out grants to Black-led, Black-serving nonprofits. We also give out scholarships to Black students to further their education. We convene people around critical issues that's facing the Black community, and we also mobilize Black philanthropy in Kansas City.
That's nice. And you talking about scholarships. That's what we have going on tomorrow evening, a scholarship celebration. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So tomorrow we will be celebrating and acknowledging 40 scholars that were recipients of the Black Community Fund scholarship. And we have given out a total of $176,000 to Black students this year.
Yes.
Some got $1,000 and some got $5,000 scholarship awards. So, yeah.
How big of a deal is this for you when you're giving away that type of money? That's amazing.
Yeah, so this is a big deal for us. It's a record year for us because it's our 40th anniversary. We wanted to give out 40 scholarships. The amount is huge, especially right now. You know, recent news has hit our Supreme Court, and we just want to make sure that Black students have access to education like everybody else.
Amen to that. What did the scholars have to do to get the money?
Yeah, so scholars simply have to fill out an application. The application opens every December, and they have from December until March, probably around mid-March, to get that application completed. Applicants just need to have a 2.0 GPA. They just write an essay, and if they are awarded, they just need to complete 16 hours of community service. But that's it. So we usually get about 200 applicants. We know that there's so many more students that are in need. So I'm encouraging everyone to apply for the Black Community Fund scholarship.
I'm with that for sure. So tell us where the event's going to take place at tomorrow.
Yeah, so this event, the celebration, is going to take place at the Rochester Apartments on Dr. Martin Luther King Boulevard Drive. And we'll be in the community room. We'll have a DJ. We'll have some food. We'll hear from a panel, some past scholars. And we'll just celebrate with parents and supporters of BCF.
Is this free?
Chris is free.
I had to make sure because somebody's asking that right now. Like, I pull up right now, but I got to see what the funds are looking like. So I had to make sure.
It's an event. It is an event to celebrate our scholars. So, it's just a short reception for us to say, hey, we see you. We're proud of you. And, you know, their parents like to come and see them get an award.
Yes.
You know, so they want to clap for their babies.
Yes.
You know?
Family and friends.
All we're doing.
Yeah. So this starts at 6 p.m. tomorrow. If they want to get more information about this event or learn more about Black Community Fund, what can they do?
They can email me at blackcommunityfund@growyourgiving.org, or they can visit our website, www.blackcommunityfund.org. And I have to plug, we have a gala coming up at the Midland on August 12th. So come out. Soledad O'Brien is our guest speaker. Dia Wall is going to be our MC. So we're encouraging everybody to come out to our 40th anniversary legacy gala.
Oh, that sounds great right there. Shout out to Dia. Shout out to Soledad. And shout out to you. Appreciate your time, Natika. Thank you very much. Much success for you tomorrow evening.
All right. Thank you.